Yo.
You ready to kick it off?
Of course.
Of course. Alright. Man, let the beatings begin. Welcome to Black Power Beef Implosion 2018. Me and Tony, man, we covered this topic, man, really. I don't know, damn, what was that? Maybe about 2 or 3 years ago when we had analyzed and critiqued all the beefing that was going on back then, man. Maybe this shit is just crazy, man. We gonna go ahead. Yeah, savages. We gonna go ahead and recap, man, because, you know, in 2018, the ass end of 2017, man, it was just madness, man. I had my popcorn. I was enjoying the show, man. So I want to give a shout out to Goku Son and my partner JD, man, hitting me up on the Gmail, man, keeping me abreast of all the chicanery that's going on with these YouTube Negroes, man, purporting to be luminaries and scholars and leaders and whatnot, man. And we just got a whole bunch of nonsense going on. And I had to bring my partner, man, Nigga Fucius, Tony Maceo, Tony Dreamer, Magneto in on, you know, on the chicanery, man. So go ahead, man. Tell me what you think about, first of all, just the overall scheme of the so-called Black Power movement, especially on YouTube.
What Black Power movement? That shit is don't know Black Power movement exists.
Oh, really?
You know, it's just niggas talking radical. That's what it is. It's niggas talking radical. But they really don't understand what's involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They're not really about that life. They ain't ready for that. Because, again, I had a dude who hit me up through my website, powerandstrategy.com, cheap plug, I know.
Right.
But he hit me up, and he was talking about, hey, you can be a leader, and we do, because first he started on some, you know, well, Akon is, you know, trying to get solar power in Africa. I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, mm-hmm. I can date that. You know, that's progressive. And then he started, oh, you can hook up with black, but he started talking about, you can hook up with black nationalists. Uh-uh, stop.
Okay.
Right. See what I'm saying? And I had to tell him, I said, yo, man, I'm a blogger. That's it. I'm a blogger.
Right.
You know, he's steady trying to go ahead. I said, I deal with issues to help people survive. I am a blogger. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't take to that. It seems that, in this Black Power circle, there always has to be a head nigga in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the problems come from. That's where all the problems come from, especially if you're a dude that is somewhat charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a dude that is articulate and, you know, your words carry some influence. It's not power, it's influence. Mm-hmm. You are powerful among that small segment of people because your words are influential, but it's not real power in any sense. You're just articulate and you're charismatic. Well, that inflames a lot of jealousy. That inflames a whole lot of jealousy, especially if women start jumping on your dick.
Right.
Women,
man, you got that beeping going on. What is that, dog? You don't hear that?
Hold on. All right, that should fix it.
Okay, go ahead.
That should fix it. That's the best way to start a lot of beef.
All right.
It's something about women being sexually attracted to charismatic men that make these niggas flip the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Right. And so, anytime you're doing any kind of, just count on that. Count on these niggas that's going to always push you forward. But when the bullets start flying, they gone. When people start going to jail, them niggas are out.
Hmm.
They ain't sticking around for none of that. They're gone. And again, when you add women into the mix, that shit becomes more convoluted. It becomes more problematic, and it becomes a hell of a lot more dangerous.
Right.
You see? And then you got to add that all these niggas have overinflated egos. Their egos are over the top.
Mm.
You know? And then when you add all that dogmatism and all the rest of that shit in, that's a formula. That's a formula for niggatry at the highest level.
Shit, man. So, Well, okay, let's jump on into the specifics of the situation right now, man. We got Brother Polite once again being called onto the carpet for being a scam artist. I don't know, did you even look at that latest situation? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I got a chance to check it out.
Okay, well, people are basically accusing him of going onto a construction site, perpetrating that it's actually his construction site, like he's building these dwellings out of storage containers or whatever, man. And I was just like, nigga, really? First of all, let me just, because I've never actually really commented on Polite, whether I, you know, jived with him or I rocked with him or whatever. Yeah, no, I don't trust none of these niggas, man. Any nigga that's slick talking, you know, like I said, my gut, my experience in these streets, my experience working in prison, I know a bullshit nigga when I hear him, man. Polite is a bullshit nigga, man. He's a bullshit nigga. So, no, I do not rock with Polite. You know, when he first started out, I liked what I heard. But as things went on, he figured out, once again, you know, that mouthpiece would get him paid. So he's damn near willing to say damn near anything to get that Skrilla, man. So, no, I don't really fuck with Polite like that. But the accusation is he went onto this construction site, perpetrated like it was his construction site. You know, like he was going to give out jobs to black folks and everything, and people basically found out that it wasn't his construction site. Now he's trying to do damage control, and he's basically talking about, well, I never said it was actually my construction site. I just said this is, you know, what we could possibly actually be doing in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So what you think about that, man?
I thought it was bullshit. I mean, I thought he was scamming niggas. He always, that's what he does.
Right.
When he came with that real estate shit back during the 90s, uh-huh, in the early 2000s, I thought that was scamming shit.
Okay.
But he was scamming shit. Mm. Because anytime people start telling you how you going to get something for nothing,
yeah,
you never get something for nothing. When you're dealing with real estate, you're dealing with two areas. Either you need money or you need credit. Mm-hmm. One or the other. If you're not buying real estate with money or credit, you ain't dealing in real estate.
Okay.
So right then, I was skeptical. Truth be told, I was skeptical of that nigga when he put on that red, black, and green.
No doubt.
It's just me. And people will say, well, how can you say that as much as you? Because when you have as much experience of being ripped off by these niggas as I have, mm-hmm, if you have as much experience being conned by these niggas, I can say this because I'm confident in saying it because I done dealt with these niggas.
Right.
I can tell you they ain't about shit. Okay. I can tell you that whatever they're selling, you'll never see it. Mm. Whatever they're trying to sell you, you will never see it. Mm. They're going to make it sound good again. 48 laws of power play on people's need to believe,
right,
in a cult-like following. That's what they do. You know, that was this thing they were talking about, selling hope. Well, that's what a lot of that shit is.
Mm-hmm.
They selling hopes to niggas that want shortcuts.
Right.
There are no shortcuts to anything. You got to put in the work. You got to pay the dues. Period. Mm-hmm. Mm. And so when niggas start, like, what is that thing you say? Is shit sound a little too good to be true? It probably is.
Right.
Well, that's the situation. When he started talking all that real estate scam shit from the beginning, I knew it wouldn't work.
And the funny thing is, man, you know, he got a track record of being fraudulent as far as, you know, if he's going to sell a particular product, man. It was a slew of people on YouTube that, you know, made videos talking about, look, I paid this nigga and I never got what he was supposed to send me. You know what I mean? He's got, you know, just all sorts of bad business practices, you know, with the PayPal, they shut down that shit, you know, just, and so he got the nerve to look into the camera and say, why are y'all persecuting me? Because, nigga, you are not delivering on the shit that you said that you could deliver on. I mean, how is that, you know, that's not Chinese arithmetic, man. It's simple. Simple mathematics. 2 + 2 = 4. You know, but he got the nerve to be looking at, you know, he doing an Umar. Like, how dare y'all question my integrity? Well, it's easy because you ain't delivering on the shit that you said that you was going to deliver on, man. There's a lot of people that feel slighted and shortchanged because you never basically sent them said information on this or that. Or I'm just like, God damn, boy. You know, and these niggas, man, is doing this black power shit. This is definitely the new hustle as far as, you know, the church is concerned, man. You know, you got, they're no different from preachers.
No, they're not.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you. No, you're right. They're no different from preachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the new church.
All the new preachers.
Yeah, this is the new church, man. This is the new scam. You know what I mean? Just got the red, black, and green cloth on it, man. You know what I mean? So, for all those who wanted to know, you know, because I never really spoke on Polite, because, I mean, I thought it was kind of like a no-brainer that, you know, the nigga's a scam artist, right? And I like a lot of shit that he says, you know, because I'm like, I think the last time I actually defended him was when he called niggas in the project savages. I'm like, yeah, niggas in the project is savages. You know what I mean? You know, and this is pro-black people that was coming down on him for saying that there's niggas in the project were savages. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's what Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Shoot, they're savages. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, 85%. Goddamn, the blind, the deaf, and the dumb. Savages. And, you know, he come around and he say, hey, these niggas are savages. And then these pro-black, so other pro-black niggas had the nerve to have an issue with it. I'm like, these niggas don't even know their own ideology. You know what I mean?
No, they don't. That's the killing part. They don't.
Right.
And they gonna tell you how you are blind, deaf, and dumb. That's the killing part. They gonna tell you about how dumb you are, and they don't even know their own ideology.
And the funny thing, another funny thing, is like every pro-black motherfucker I'm looking at, right? You know, because they talking about white man this, white man that, whitey this, whitey that, but they all have a derivative of whiteness in their personal life. You know, I'm hearing about Cynthia G. I hear she's on this thing where she, you know, she fucks with white men. I'm hearing Yvette Carnell has got a white woman, a significant other. You know what I mean? It's someone she actually, you know, cohabitates with. Of course, Tariq Nasheed, you know, has a white mother-in-law, the mixed, you know what I mean? Damn near white. White, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn, boy. It's like everybody is talking all this super white black shit. Well, they got some... I'm speechless. I'm speechless how people can actually be just like fooled by these niggas, man. You know what I mean?
They well, talk you remember to... I'm going to get you sucker, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get you sucker, man. They nailed it on the head with that little period piece, man.
Yeah.
So
got him a white wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Kids,
like...
kids mixed. Can we go watch the Brady Bunch? Yes. Go enjoy. You know?
I'm tripping, man. Everybody's talking all this super black shit, man. They... somehow, some way, they love to have some white folks in the mix, man, in their personal life. And I don't have no problem with it because you know how me and you get down. You know, we ain't talking all that super pro black shit. You know what I mean? We fucks with people that have similar ideas. You know what I mean? We ain't really.
Well, again, the thing is, here's the biggest secret about consciousness.
Right.
It's all about common sense.
Right.
It is common sense to want to control the economy of your community.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a black virtue. That's what anybody would do.
Right.
That's not something that's not radical. Mm. Anybody would want to control the economy of their community. It's not radical to want to control the schools of your community. That's what people normally do.
Right.
It's not radical to want to be able to network amongst your own people. That's the way the world works.
Yeah.
You make money with your crew. There's nothing pro-black or black national about that. That's common sense. You know, that's just what you do.
Shit.
So, you know, when people talk, and what they're saying is they're comparing the tactics in the context of American race relations.
Mm-hmm.
They're contrasting us against the dominant society because I don't care what people of color are, they're at the bottom. They're at the bottom. period.
Right.
So they're looking at it through the parameters of race, but really it's a basic common sense approach. You're supposed to control the politicians in your community. You're supposed to control the jobs and the schools in your community. That's what anybody with any common sense would do.
Right.
It's not a black thing, it's a common sense thing. But they make a whole lot of headway and a whole lot of money. Well, maybe not a whole lot of money, because there's some of them that are rather parochial. They, you know, get a whole lot of fame and attention off making it a black problem. It's a common sense problem. Period. It's a common sense issue. It's just what you do.
Yeah, boy. They got white significant others. They living in predominantly white neighborhoods. Everything out their mouth. Whitey this. Whitey that. Blacks, white supremacy. I'm like, God damn. If you don't have a contradiction in terms here, I'm trying to tell you, boy. Yeah, you be like, because you even hit me to Paul Mooney, one of the most radical black comedians ever. You know, he was once married to a white woman. You know what I mean? It's like, something's odd here. Something's very odd. And bruh, you know, I love me some Beckys. You know what I mean? So ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, but me and you ain't on here. Why did this? Why did that? You know what I mean? We ain't on that shit, man. It is what it is. Oh, wait. But let me go ahead and ask you this, man. Let's move along. Let's get off Brother Polite, right? It's really not that much to really speak on as far as he's concerned. We already know that he's a scam artist, no doubt. Of course, we've already talked about Umar. There's no doubt he's a goddamn scam artist. So now we're going to move to Yvette Carnell and Boyce Watkins. Give me your take on this situation. What you got to say, man?
I knew it was a matter of time. Okay. This mistake was... Look, man, you can't do anything with these hardcore black feminists, with these radical black feminists.
Okay.
You can't do anything. It's the reason why when I understood when Louis Farrakhan said in the Million Man March he wanted a million black men.
Right.
I understand why when you go to the mosque for service, the women sit on one side and the men sit on the other.
All right.
Men need a space independent of women. They do. All
right.
And so when you start, a lot of these are hardcore, but especially the lesbians. Mm-hmm. The lesbians are what I don't even call them Amazon. I call them she-males.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? They're men with women genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
And they function like men with women genitalia. Mm. She's different than a Zaza Ali.
Okay.
This is a hardcore man with issues with men.
Okay.
Flat out.
All right.
So, but in the context of the male-female thing, it's sort of like the shit that we see dealing with the chicks we deal with. Now, he fixed it so this woman could get her paper on.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Boyce Watkins, and I believe it.
Okay.
I believe it. Because, again, you know, we have discussed at Northern, you know, how selfish Boyce Watkins can be.
Right.
And so what he did was he was paying this woman thousands of dollars to write, you know, blog articles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got to be something, because for the most part, from what I'm seeing, it's difficult to get niggas to read anything.
No shit.
And I say that as a writer.
Yeah.
I say that it is difficult to get niggas to read an article.
Aye.
They'll listen to a podcast or they'll, you know, watch a video on YouTube, but it's difficult. But he was paying this woman thousands of dollars just to write.
Mm.
And she turned around and did that shit to him. It's like, it's no different than what these bitches do to us.
Mm-hmm.
What try to do?
Yeah. Shit, man. What is it? Shit, man. I can't even think of the phrase, man. You know, I would say familiarity breeds contempt, but that's not necessarily the one I'm thinking about. But, you know, when I think of all the run-ins I've had with the females, you know, that I had in the mix, man, as far as businesses are concerned, you know, I paid their bills, I paid medical expenses, man, I've done shit for the children, I've paid rent, man, I've done all sorts of shit, man, and then when the shit get hot, man, when, you know, one thing don't go their way, Ah, he shortchanged me. He didn't give me what I was worth. I'm like, bitch, I laced you with thousands of dollars to keep your head afloat through the years. You know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden, I'm this bad guy. You know what I mean? Yep. So me and you have a unique perspective on this, man, because we've seen this before. You know what I mean? Where, you know, broads get disgruntled and all of a sudden you a bad guy, right? When you actually really did try your best, you know, to make things right and to hook them up, man, and do good things for them, man. But all of a sudden, you know, like I said, you just, what was that phrase, man? Harvey Dent, what is it?
You live long, either you die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and that's exactly what's going on here. That's what's going on with me and you. That's what's going on with Boyz Watkins. So let me go ahead and put this in perspective for those who's listening to this right now. They're trying to figure out, well, are you pro or anti-Boyz? Like I said, personally, I'm not really a Boyz Watkins fan, but in this instance, I don't really understand where the scam is coming in. We haven't actually really glossed over the Charles Wu connection right about now. Are you familiar with the Charles Wu guy? Hello. Man, sit your ass down, boy. Got the kitchen.
In this particular instance, there's no scam where he's concerned.
Hold on, I can't hear you, pimp. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
There's no scam where he's concerned.
Okay.
What niggas are talking about, that's some cheap shit. Mm-hmm. They're talking about his courses.
Mm-hmm.
His courses are expensive. His courses are this, or his courses are that. Well, his courses are no different than any other course. Matter of fact, it's kind of cheap compared to, you know, what they sell on television.
Right.
Also, Boyz Watkins, if you're unsatisfied, he gives you your money back.
Okay.
So I don't see no scam in that. I don't see a scam in that.
Right.
If there's an issue, if you're unsatisfied with his product, he returns your money.
Okay.
And for the lineup that he has in that Black Business School, those are some heavy hitters. Now, there's this Chinese man, Charles Wu,
mm-hmm.
who said some grimy shit, but
he didn't
do anything but say the real. When he was talking about the black market,
right.
It is to him. He's a marketer.
Mm-hmm.
It's niche marketing. That's a niche to him. Niggas are a niche.
Yeah.
Inside of the free market. So, I don't understand what the problem is. And they were trying to say, well, he's really running the whole thing. He's not running the whole thing. It's a dude he had on board. He had a sort of cross-racial or interracial marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that run that organization are black people. That's not a scam.
Right.
It's not a scam to bring in the people that are competent. He just brought in a motherfucker that told you honestly what he thought.
Mm-hmm.
To you, to him, you are a niche market. To him, you are money. You are liquid money. You are a business opportunity to him because he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Shit. But you know what they're saying? He's fraudulent because he's selling hope. I'm like, what? I'm like, that's not the definition of fraud.
You're going to have to church tomorrow morning.
Exactly. I like, nigga, what is real, you know, because they touched on this. He basically said it's like a religion. They're like, if you got a problem with that, then don't take your ass to church. I mean, what the fuck is that? That's selling hope all day. That's selling salvation all day. Niggas pick and choose what they want to be, like I say, real or fake or fraudulent or righteous. They just love to cherry pick shit, man. It's ridiculous. Can't hear you.
That's
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
If you do that, don't put no money in the bank. If that's going to be your position, don't put no motherfucking money in the bank.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Because you're hoping interest rates go up. Don't invest in the stock market. Don't put any money in the bank because you're hoping that you'll be able to collect a higher dividend 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, right?
Right.
That's hope.
Mm-hmm.
They selling you hope.
Shit, keep hope alive. You know, there's like, it's fraud because he's selling hope. He's a snake oil salesman. I'm like, okay, well, let me ask you this, because I did listen to Yvette Carnell's clapback of him, and basically what she was saying is, you know, this whole spiel about you, you know, teaching the black folks how to run businesses, it's all for naught because you have not linked it up with politics and you don't want to break up the monopolies. Have you heard that accusation?
Yeah, I mean, politics.
Right.
Politics is run off of money.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
There are two roads to power. It's money and numbers.
Okay.
We don't, at this point, we have a spending capacity. We have a spending capacity. But we haven't collectively used that spending capacity to increase our collective net worth as a group of people. So it would stand to reason that if the community were economically empowered, they would have some influence, or they could have some influence in the American political system, because the American political system is all about money. So that is an empty ass criticism. That this woman, and I hate to use this term, but this bitch is one of these Marxist feminists and think that they're going to fix everything with leftist economics. Think that they're going to fix all of the problems of black people with a leftist solution. There are some leftist or socialist principles that are practical that you can use, but we still must be cognizant of the fact that we live in a capitalist society. And because we live in a capitalist society, the accumulation or the acquisition of money in terms of politics is absolutely important. So the fact that he's having them to concentrate on economic empowerment and not have political empowerment is of no consequence when you understand that the American political system works off of money. What else does a lobby group do? What else do lobbyist groups do? What else do super PACs do? They flood congressmen and senators with money, trinkets, and gifts to get the type of legislation that they want passed. You need money. So I don't understand the criticism of saying it's all for naught because they don't have political clout. Anybody, any grade school political scientist will tell you, you need money in order to be effective, or you can have the numbers. You know, you can also have the numbers. But at this point, the numbers with respect to the political process, both parties have basically written off the black vote. One, the Republicans don't give a fuck. They wrote off the black vote back in the late 60s. Okay. And the Democrats are going back to that hardcore white working base because that's who came out to elect Donald Trump. So you don't even have the numbers nationally that you could have, because we have wholesale given our vote and our political support to the Democratic Party.
Right.
So you're going to need economic empowerment. You're going to need to marshal your money together in order to be a player in the political system. Period.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the black folks actually want, you know, especially out of Boyce Watkins. It's like, you know, he sits up and he, and you know, this is not even my area of expertise at all, man, the economics game and stuff, man. But, you know, from what I'm sitting down, I'm listening to him, I'm like, everything he's spitting, pretty much common sense, man. I'm like, he's, you know, talking a lot of positive things, you know, the black folks could do, you know, to up their game, you know, with the stocks, the bonds, the bitcoins, the money, all this. And then, you know, it's still not good enough, man. It's like, well, no, you're not talking about this and that to go with this. And I'm like, damn, I mean, must he, like, cover the whole gambit of everything in the universe you know, to accentuate the positives of dealing with money. I'm like, damn, man, niggas, you just can't win with niggas, man. It's just like, once again, you know, Boyce Watkins, he is not necessarily my cup of tea, man. But goddamn, man, let's be fair here, man. I'm like, he is doing his part in his so-called niche, which is, you know, the money game. And I'm like, what do these niggas want out of him, man? I don't know. What do you think? Is this sour grapes coming from niggas? Is this niggas just not knowing what they talking about? Or are they just jealous? I have no idea why they would be jealous of Boyce. You know what I mean? Because you said most of that is coming from him having, you know, or black power cats having women. Ain't no women, you know, crowding around him. What's going on? Where is this hate coming from, you know, to jump on Boyce?
Well, because, you know, Boyce Watkins has a large following. Mm-hmm. When I said the thing about the women, that's just one of the things
right. That
causes a lot of jealousy. It's not the total.
Right.
It could be the attention you're getting. It could be your success. Niggas want everything for the Lolo.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
They want him to solve all of the problems of black people for the low, low price of $14.99.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they want.
Okay.
They want him to solve every problem for black people forever, forever and ever. Amen. They want it for the low, low price. And if you charge $14.99, they're going to complain about that. They're going to say, why is he charging that kind of money? If he was a real nigga, it would be for free.
Sickening, man. Sickening.
That's what it is.
Right.
Niggas want every problem solved for bargain basement prices.
Mm. Or for free.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Because what he spent to be mad, you know, it's a manhood shit. You know, he basically saying, look, stop blaming white folks. You know, get your ass up and do something, man. You know, basically that's the core argument that he's presenting to these niggas, man. You know, which is some military shit, man. It's some hardcore manhood type shit. You know, you got black folks saying, no, it can't be done because the white man won't let us. No, it can't be done. You know, look, I'm the type of cat, man, when you say I can't do it, you know what I mean? Bruh, it's going to get done. Just step out the way, and I'm going to show you how it's done. If you're telling me it can't be done, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? That's always been my mindset, so I rock with that, man. You know, I fucks with that. I've never let anybody stop me from doing what the fuck I wanted to do, man. You know, it gets done. And so people are coming down on him talking about, you know, he's talking all this economic stuff, but, you know, if you go through history, you see that the white man won't let you do it, you know, and, you know, these are good points, man. You know, Caucasian has put plenty of stumbling blocks in place to prevent black prosperity, man, but you can't be dwelling on that, man, from a psychological standpoint. You know, I keep stressing this, man, and so I think the Boyce Watkins message of, you know, just get off your ass and do it, man. Stop making excuses. You know, I rocks with that. And it seemed like a lot of niggas is butthurt about, you know, that statement.
A lot of niggas is butthurt. Anytime you criticize niggas, they will be butthurt. Niggas have very, very sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to understand. If you offend a nigga, he will kill you.
Word life.
If you offend him, he will kill you.
Mm.
So, understanding, you know, what Boyce Watkins is at in terms of, you know, what he's trying to do is just an impossible. I can tell you, trying to save niggas is you're lucky if you make it profitable.
Right.
You're lucky if you make it profitable. Some have managed to do it, and they have a particular brand, or they have a particular marketing strategy, or they have a particular approach, man, but niggas are physical, man. That's just what they are. They're difficult. They're a difficult group of people to try to help. That's not being a coon or what. That's just what it is.
Yeah, man.
That's just what it is. You can give a nigga life saving. You can give niggas life saving information, and they will dub your shit and sell it on 1/25. That's just what they do,
bruh. I don't get it, man. Yeah, we definitely live in a society where, you know, like I think about like cats like you and me, man. You know, we are not charismatics. You know, we don't have electrifying personalities, man. But, you know, in many instances, we know what we're talking about. And we have always been 10 years ahead of the curve, man. You know what I mean? And niggas won't listen to us. You know what I mean? They won't listen, but they will listen to someone who has an electrifying personality, who does have charisma, but in the long term, in the aggregate, they, you know, they don't really mean black folks well. But they'll listen to them and they'll rock with them and they'll ride with them till the wheels fall off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we basically live in an ass backwards society, man, an ass backwards world. And I'm just like, man, you just can't save niggas, man. They are doomed, you know, because, I mean, once again, we go back to IQ. Niggas is not bright. Not bright. Well, they not bright, man.
Then you have to look at the fact that, you know, whenever you're dealing with them, mm-hmm. they're skeptical. And they say, well, black people are skeptical because they've been injured.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They've been injured.
Right.
Who hasn't been injured?
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't been fucked up?
Right.
I mean, who hasn't gone through this situation to where they have been in a position where they have been oppressed? The Chinese have.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese have been hurt. They've been disappointed. The Asians have. Excuse me. The Japanese have been hurt. They've been disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Everybody, black people, and here's the thing. You don't have a monopoly on suffering.
Right.
You don't. You know, you do not have a monopoly on suffering. So, you know, a lot of these people, like Yvette Carnell,
mm-hmm.
again, everything is the system. Everything is the system. There's no accountability. On those little small instances where she has called for black accountability, it's been against other black progressive people.
Okay.
This was the same woman who jumped on Malcolm X. She said that Malcolm X and Garveyism was, you know, chauvinistic.
Okay.
And she went after Louis Farrakhan when he was on Boyce Watkins' channel.
Right.
And Boyce Watkins was like, damn, do you have to try and castrate Louis Farrakhan?
Mm.
I mean, do you have to do that?
Right.
Mm. You know, but that's what... And that's what these hardcore leftist ass, you know, bitches do. They become, in effect, men.
So tell me.
I'm sorry if I sound chauvinistic, but that's what it is. These bitches become men.
Damn.
They are like men.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know, you know, what is the kernel of the dispute with Boyce and Carnell? Like, what is it that actually made them split? Do you know?
I don't think anybody knows.
Okay.
But I think what I saw, I began to see the cracks in the armor when he began to reach out to Louis Farrakhan.
Okay.
When he began to have dialogue, that's when I observed that was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, a lot of these hardcore feminists, they say that the Nation of Islam is patriarchal.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that it's very paternalistic and chauvinistic. So anything that the Nation of Islam does or that Louis Farrakhan does, you know, is suspect by these lefties, hardcore leftist black women.
Okay.
Mm. You know, that's just a lot of it. A lot of that shit, what it is, I'm just going to call it what it is, and you might say I'm wrong. A lot of that shit ain't nothing but rampant lesbianism anyway. A lot of that shit ain't nothing but man-hating, rampant lesbianism anyway.
Okay.
So when he brought on Louis Farrakhan, she gave her critique. Then one of Louis Farrakhan's students, I think, and another, one of the members of the Nation of Islam, a guy in the FOI, jumped up to try to defend Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
And she basically dressed the guy down and, you know, talk real slick, you know, mm-hmm. about him. And, you know, he's like, well, look, why do you have to go after these men as though you were trying to destroy them?
Right.
You know, but that's just, that form of progressive politics is very counterproductive, because you tear down the very people that are your allies. And that's why a lot of these conservatives are turned off by the left, especially by black feminism, because of the type of influence that leftist politics has on black women. It critiques and destroys the concept of gender roles. You know, it assumes that everything is equal and things are not equal. You know, and it conflates the issues of sex and race. I mean, it just jumbles up a lot of shit. And it puts together a lot of parts that really don't fit. So with respect to her issue with Boyce Watkins, I think it's because he had too many men on that channel. Even though Boyce Watkins, he got Zaza Ali on there. He got his own daughter on there. Mm-hmm. And he got a bunch of other women on there. But he had men on there that she could not agree with ideologically.
All right.
I think that's the problem. And she thought that since he gave her a platform, this is like what a lot of these bitches do. You give them a foot, they want a mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old saying. You let a nigga slide, they want to ice skate.
Right.
This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, when we fuck with these, they can't be happy because they're getting a few dollars. They can't be happy that, you know, they're getting certain needs or certain emergencies taken care of. They got to try to take advantage of it all the way to the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yvette Carnell is no different than the ratchet bitches that we deal with on an everyday basis.
Mm-hmm.
We keep telling y'all that there's no difference when we talk about the ratchet mentality. There's no difference between, there's no socioeconomic difference
right.
between black women in their approach and how they govern themselves toward black men. It's the same shit.
In one of the ways that we can actually see this as a truism is, you know, when we're looking at YouTube, we look at all these channels that have been flagged down by women, black women. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, if these cats, you know, on YouTube are talking about ratchet behavior, and then you have females who claim they're not ratchet, but they still flag the channel down. What does that tell you? They feeling some type of way about you calling ratchet behavior on the carpet. You know, so what we always say, a hit dog a holler. These broads who supposed to be, you know, luminaries and thought and educated and, you know, they flagging down all these channels where the brothers and a lot of these brothers, man, they actually talking just common sense, man. But the black women, they just don't want to hear that shit, man. They don't want to hear it. They don't want this shit out in the ether at all, man. They flagging all of this shit down. So basically what it looks like to me and you is like all of y'all have a ratchet mentality, irregardless of the socioeconomic ladder. Because black women are flagging damn near everything down. But, you know, you don't see that with black men. Black men will let, you know, women speak their piece, and they won't flag down, you know, their spaces. They'll let them keep it up, you know. But the black woman, man, she's flagging everything down. What do you say to that? Damn it, Tony. If there's one thing that is niggified about Max City right now,
these bitches are like children.
Nigga, god damn it.
What's up?
Was you talking?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I ain't heard a word you said. You dipped out, man, for the past minute. Go ahead. Say what you going to say.
It's probably the connection. Again, we try 40% less niggardry, but sometimes it don't work.
Man.
All right. These bitches are like children.
Right.
That's what they are. They're like children. They're still. Look, if you had a bitch that would do whatever she could do, whatever she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever she wanted to do, she could do it. She could, you know, spend her money recklessly, which a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
She could be irresponsible with her children, which a lot of them do.
Right.
And then you come and try to impose some type of order, which a lot of them want, but they ain't ready to accept the discipline that comes with order.
Mm-hmm.
So they find chaos to be much more exciting than order.
Right.
That's just how it works. So, you know, they're not going to, you know, side with any man that's telling them, now look, you fucking up, you need to get your ass in there, you need to take care of these kids, you need to do this, and this. You know, I work with kids on an everyday basis, and I can tell you how responsible their mothers are. Mm-hmm. How irresponsible, excuse me, right. How irresponsible their mothers are. Mm-hmm. You think a kid, if you let a kid stay at Disneyland, what kid would want to go home from Disneyland?
None of them.
None.
Right.
And that's what you got in the black community. You got bitches that have been at Disneyland for far too long. So no, they don't want order. No, they don't want consequences. No, they don't want a man telling them, you know, this is how it's going to work. This is how it's going to be. You fucking... They don't want any critique whatsoever. None. Mm. They're children. You know, a lot of these women mentally are going through their second and third childhoods. They are children.
Man, boy.
So no, they don't want to hear your critique. Fuck your critique. You don't know me. Only God can judge me.
Man.
You ain't been through what I've been through, like they got some type of monopoly on hard times.
Woo.
Like you're the only one that ever been through anything in life.
Right.
Ain't nobody been through no real shit but them. So now they don't want any criticism. Now they don't want any critique.
Wow, man.
They're enjoying the ride at Disneyland. Mm-mm. They don't want to go home. They don't want to grow up.
Toys R Us kid.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Ooh-wee. So that's what you're saying. You're saying Yvette Carnell, you know, she's a child. So she got a child like mentality?
Yvette Carnell has a childish hood rat mentality.
Damn. Shit.
Just because you are leftist, mm-hmm. and just because you may be in a lesbian relationship, that doesn't mean you can't be criticized. That doesn't mean that everything you're doing is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's some counterproductive shit she did to that man. Especially as much as that man has contributed to her becoming known, he opened his platform to that hood rat.
Damn. Holy shit. Ooh, Magneto's coming out. Magneto's throwing out the motherfucking the superpowers. Shit, man.
He opened his platform to that hood rat, man.
Damn, man. So let me ask you this, okay? Let me see here. Let's look at this point. I want to know if you think she has a point when she says this. She says that Boyce Watkins, he wants to teach y'all how to be millionaires. Oh, shit. Hey, you hear that beeping? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it. I found out what it is. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, she basically says that Boyce Watkins wants to teach y'all how to be millionaires, but he himself is broke because basically he stopped paying her and she tried to, she needed to track him down just to get paid for her work. So it's obvious that he ain't no millionaire and he ain't got no money, but yet he trying to, you know, teach courses on how to be a millionaire. Does she have...
You know what that is?
What's
I'm going to tell you exactly what that is. And I'm going to put it in a language that you're very familiar with.
Okay.
Big Mike done fell off.
He ain't shit. He done fell off.
Yeah.
So that don't make him a fraud because he trying to, you know, teach you how to be a millionaire, but he ain't got no money, according
Boyce
to
Watkins
her?
Boyce Watkins is not teaching people to be millionaires.
Oh, okay.
Boyce Watkins is teaching people skills about investment.
Okay, gotcha.
Boyce Watkins can't teach you to be a millionaire. Boyce Watkins can give you the information to make you a better investor. A millionaire is an individual experience. That's something you have to do for yourself. Becoming a millionaire involves knowing when to invest, knowing when not to invest.
Okay.
Knowing when to go balls out, knowing when to lay low. It's a discipline. Becoming a millionaire involves hard work and discipline.
All right.
Boyce Watkins cannot teach hard work and discipline.
Okay.
Either you have it or you don't. And that's her hating because he done called her ugly ass on the carpet.
God damn.
That's her. That's that bitch hate. She hates him because he done called her ugly ass on the carpet. Her gumby looking lesbian ass on the carpet.
Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
That's what that is. It ain't that man, but that man ain't broke. What she means by broke is he don't have money to just open up and shower on her at her discretion.
Mm.
That's some hood rat shit.
Fuck.
Not only do I won't help with my bills, I won't help with my bills for the next year, plus my rent, plus this. And if you can't do that, nigga, you ain't shit.
Damn. Ooh.
That's what that is. That's what that is. That's that ugly ass, nasty ass, hood rat mentality of a bitch throwing a temper tantrum when she can't get what the fuck she wants. So she trying to emasculate and destroy that man because he won't let her have her motherfucking way. And that's what these rats do. Whenever you won't give them their way, they will turn against you something fierce. They will become your worst fucking enemy.
Ooh-wee. That's been my experience, so I can't necessarily disagree with that.
You can come through for these bitches 98% of the time, but the few times that you can't because it's inconveniencing you, you the worst nigga in creation.
Damn. Shit. Well, you speaking from the soul today, nigga. Shit. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just getting warmed up.
Just getting warmed up.
I'm just getting warmed up. That's what that shit is. That's that funky ass ingratitude, you know, just disrespectful. I want my way at all costs, and you'll give it to me. Or else.
Man.
That's what that is. That man ain't never promised to make nobody no damn millionaire. He promised to give you the tools to empower yourself. That's what he said, and that's what he's about. And that's what Black Business School is about. Yes, I've had my critiques of him, but it hasn't anything to do with his profession.
Right.
He is an expert at his profession.
He's
this bitch throwing a temper tantrum because she can't get the thousands of dollars that she wants.
Yeah, it's money-based. It's obvious, you know, this whole thing is money-based.
It is money-based. Yeah. She want his goddamn ATM card with the PIN number. That's what it is. She want his ATM card with the PIN number. And he won't give it to her ugly ass.
Damn.
And because he won't let her have what the fuck she want, she got to destroy him now. That man gave her thousands of... They don't pay for... You know, very few people pay for articles. Very few. And very few people would pay the type of money that he paid that bitch for that article. Very few people are going to pay you thousands of dollars for an article.
Okay.
Very few people will give you a platform and then let you come in a capitalist competition-based economy. Very few people would do that shit.
Okay.
But yet he did that for her?
I gotcha. Jesus, I might have to put this on the pay shit, man. I have to put this one on the pay shit to keep motherfuckers. I don't know, man. I'm delirious, man. Shit, there's so much motherfuckers hate out here. It might be best not to have everybody listening to this show. Boy, you coming out with the fire, nigga.
No, man, I'm just being 100, man.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got
that
you.
That cat gave you an opportunity. That cat gave you an opportunity. And this is how you repay him?
Damn. Yeah,
this is what you do?
Yeah, I didn't see, you know, I was like, I don't see the fraud, and I don't really see, you know, the big, you know, slight here, except for you not getting the money that you want.
It ain't no fraud.
Right.
It ain't no fraud. This is one of them hard, ugly, light-skinned bitches that can't get their way. And see, he's partially responsible for this.
Right.
He made this monster.
Okay.
And now this monster is destroying him. You don't let that type of black woman have a profile. You don't let that type of black woman have a platform. You don't empower that type of bitch.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the reaction to this, and overwhelmingly, people seem to be buying it. People seem to be buying the fact that he's indulging in fraudulent behavior.
They're buying that shit because they want to buy it. They're buying that shit because they want to believe that he's fraudulent. They're buying that shit because they want to believe he's a crook. It's true because she said it, right?
Of course.
It must be true. It must be true because she said it on YouTube.
I think they more so going by, you know, what Charles Wu was saying. He was like, yeah, Boyce is our pitch man. And, you know, Wu was just saying a lot of greasy ass shit, man. It made Boyce look bad, man. You know, but these weren't
his pitch man. What, for the Black Business Network?
You say what?
Was his pitch man for the Black Business Network? Is that what he's talking about?
Shit, I can't remember specifically who his pitch was for.
Because Boyce Watkins is the pitch man for the Black Business Network.
Right.
Black Business School. He is.
Yeah. But just the very term pitch man, you know what I mean? It's got this plastic sort of phony fake, you know, energy to it, man. You know what I mean? So a lot of people are basically saying, yeah, he's phony, he's fraudulent, he's just a pitch man. Or they're saying he's just the front man, you know, and Wu is actually the brains behind the operation and shit. And I'm like, no.
That's what that is.
Right.
That's that white man's ice is cold as shit.
Okay.
A nigga can't possibly be intelligent, right?
Right.
He can't possibly understand the legal system, right?
Right.
There's no way he could know what he's talking about, right?
Of course. You know,
no nigga possesses the ability to reason logically or to employ legal reasoning to resolve an issue, right?
Right. Shoot, yeah. You know, it's always, you know, someone in the back, you know, the puppeteer controlling the black man.
Don Cornelius said James Brown did that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Don Cornelius said, he said when he came out with Soul Train,
mm-hmm.
he said, James Brown came to him and said, brother, who's with you on this? He said, James, it's just me. Mm-hmm. He said, 10 minutes later, James Brown came to him again and said, brother, who's standing behind you on this? He said, James, it's just me. He said, brother, I want to get down with you, but I got to know who's backing you. James, it's just me.
It's Charles Wu, nigga. It's Charles Wu.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be able to think. We're not supposed to be able to think and reason. And that's what kills me about these pro-black niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Is they are the worst pessimists when it comes to black people doing anything.
Okay.
They're always talking about black empowerment, but they're the very ones that believe in black incompetence.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Big time. They make their whole, you know, money off black incompetence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If there ain't no black incompetence, man, there ain't no way to sell your movement. Shit.
Yeah. They're always talking about black empowerment, but they are the biggest pitch people for black incompetence.
Man.
they're the biggest trumpeters of the idea that black people are wholesale incompetent. Now, one can be critical of black people's conduct, because you and I have been critical of black people's conduct. We don't have to be hypocritical about that.
Right.
We have been critical of black conduct, but that doesn't mean that every single black person is incompetent.
Right.
Robert F. Smith is a black billionaire, worked for Goldman Sachs, runs a company where he controls 42,000 employees and has 670,000 clients. And he has an equity investment firm that is worth $3.3 billion. That's not black incompetence. See, that's a boss.
Right. But the white man didn't stop him. How did that happen? White man supposed to stop him?
Because he didn't do any of the nigger rituals.
You can't
do any of the nigger rituals. He didn't jump out there flashing. Robert understands that the Flash is just a comic book character.
Okay.
That's all. He didn't. As a matter of fact, when Forbes magazine put him on the front of their cover, he was so laid back he wouldn't even give them an interview.
Okay.
He refused. He was so low-key, he wouldn't even give them an interview. He kept his nose to the grind. He stayed on course. He kept his goals and objectives first and foremost up front. And he did what the fuck he had to do. He went to Goldman Sachs in 1994 and left in 2000. And when he went out on his own, he went there and he learned everything that they could possibly teach him. And then after he learned everything that he needed to know, he gambled on himself.
Okay.
And they thought he was crazy for doing it, but he left just before all of that shit started happening with the final meltdown, with the financial meltdown in 2007 and 8. He left before they started doing all that fuckery at Goldman Sachs.
All right. Shit. But the white man's supposed to stop him from becoming a billionaire, man. I don't understand how that happened. They say, Yvette say that's impossible. Can't become no billionaire with the white man sitting at the door.
Niggas gonna always say shit is impossible. That's why they always get in the way of the people that are doing it.
God damn. Well, okay, that ain't really fair. Yvette she didn't really say it's impossible, but... So is there anything that she said that has any sort of merit? At all.
As far as I'm concerned, ain't shit Yvette Carnell got to say that is of any consequence about anything ever.
God damn, nigga. Shit. Ooh, you ain't feeling
that. She can tell me, she can go in the classroom and talk about leftist politics. She can talk about that.
Okay.
She can tell you about that. She can tell you about leftist politics. But there's nothing Yvette Carnett would ever have to say to me about anything of any consequence, ever.
You, Charles, and your ever.
I despise that kind of bitch.
Oh, wait, man. Jesus. Yeah.
I despise that kind of bitch. Because I know what that is.
Okay.
I know what that is. I've seen that before. And I hate that. I mean, I really fucking hate that.
So, in your mind's eye here, Boyce is innocent of the charge of having fraudulent behavior.
Boyce didn't do a fucking thing because he didn't promise anybody anything. What he did was that he was going to teach them skills in investing. That's all he promised to do. That's what it is. He's teaching skills that have to do with money management and investing and growing your wealth. The man is talking about how to save your money. Put 10% of your wages aside per pay period.
Right.
What's scamming about that?
Because he done hooked up with Charles Wu. That's what it seems to be. He just, you know, he kicking it with Charles Wu.
He kicking it with a man. Okay. Let's just say Charles Wu, because Boyce Watkins... Damn, I can't talk today. I'm so pissed off. Boyce Watkins has a track record. Boyce Watkins has a track record inside of the black community.
Right.
So he employed someone that he thought that could do the job. Mm. So Wu said some out-of-pocket shit. Yeah, he said some out-of-pocket shit. But does that mean Boyce Watkins is wrong?
Right, exactly.
Just because what he said was greasy, that don't make what Watkins said of less consequence.
Right.
That doesn't make what he's saying is bullshit, because you got this Asian motherfucker, and really he's telling you the truth. This is how they see you.
Yeah.
This is how the fuck they see you. You are a niche market to them. That's what you mean to them. You're liquid fucking money. Mm. You are a means by which they empower themselves. You are the food. You are the battery.
Mm.
Why you get mad? Because it's true?
Shit. Mm. I think they get mad because they think that Boyce sees them in the same light that Charles Wu sees them in, which I believe is a misnomer, and I believe that's a fraudulent way to connect the dots. You can't connect those dots.
It is. Right. But when have you ever known? When have you ever known most of these niggas that do this, that engage in this type of thinking,
mm-hmm.
when have you ever known these niggas to be logical? But these the same niggas that were about to hang Mr. Cosby?
Exactly. Yep. Same niggas, man.
Fuck their assumptions.
Mm. God damn.
Ooh. Fuck their assumptions. Oh, fuck what they believe, because their opinions are of no real relevance. When it comes to the real world, niggas are like naive little children.
Mm. Wow, man.
They don't have the stomach to understand how the real world functions. They can't stomach it.
Oh, shit, man. Crazy. Ooh-wee.
So, if they're upset because he said this, there has been, before there was a Charles Wu, there was a Boyce Watkins, and what was he saying? The same shit he's saying now.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the clearest indicator that Boyce Watkins is not. You know, Boyce Watkins said, look, I'd have told y'all there's no such thing as a leader. You have to collectively empower yourself. Collectively empower yourself and stop looking towards a charismatic black person.
Right.
When I heard that, I knew Boyce Watkins was the real deal. Mm. I know here's the nigga thinking. Here's the nigga thinking. Yeah, he running all over the country charging people all this money to get into these goddamn seminars.
Yeah, he run a business. What the fuck?
How many of you niggas buy that shit Tony Robbins is talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
How many of you niggas buy that shit that Les Brown is talking about, since we talking about selling hope? Mm. There's no better hope salesman on the fucking planet than Les Brown. What the fuck is a motivational speaker? How do they make all that goddamn money if they're not selling hope?
Oh, shit, man. Oh, it's hot.
Fuck away from me with that stupid shit. The man that told you that black business school is to empower you and teach you the skills that you need to generate wealth. It's still up to you to become wealthy. Ain't no shortcut to power, and there's no shortcut to financial independence.
Mm.
That's the problem. Niggas got a microwave mentality. They want everything in 30 minutes or less. Bitch, this is not Domino's.
Mm.
This is not DiGiorno's.
Oh my God, man. Oh, it hurts.
If you want it, you gotta work for it. If you're not gonna work for it, shut the fuck up trying to criticize anyone that's trying to teach you how to get it. Mm. And we always cry, we want mentor. There's no mentorship in the black. There's no mentor, nobody to mentor. Here's a motherfucker mentoring you for free on YouTube.
Mm. Man.
And because he can't travel, and you know if he gave it to him for free, they wouldn't value it anyway.
Sure wouldn't.
Because you know what a nigga gonna say? Ah, if it's worth anything, why he giving it away for free?
He can't win, nigga. Can't win. Can't win, bruh. Oh, my God, man. Still just baffling to me, man, how black folks, you know, they want businesses and they want jobs, man, but the cats that's out there in the forefront who actually say, look, if we're going to create jobs, if we're going to, like, have a vibrant community with the economics, some of us got to be in business, and that entails us getting paid for what we do.
Yes.
Niggas don't want to pay you for what you do.
I'm looking at Dr. Claude Anderson. Dr. Claude Anderson's an old man. Right. You know, Dr. Claude Anderson's supposed to be a billionaire.
Man.
Dr. Claude Anderson has spent 40 to 50 years of his life trying to empower the black community. Mm. And there's still niggas out there talking about he's selling. How?
Mm. In your Magneto voice, Charles, in your ever-ending search for hope.
He's selling hope. He's selling hell.
Oh, man. Woo!
That man is supposed to be a billionaire.
Right.
Mm. He's here. He, unfortunately, he's going to be a martyr for niggas.
Right, no doubt, man.
He's going to be a martyr for tasteless, scandalous, ungrateful bitches like Yvette Carnell. And he won't even get a motherfucking thank you.
No shit, man. Ooh, okay, well, let me go ahead and let's go back to Brother Polite. So, Brother Polite, in your guesstimation,
he is a scam artist.
Bam!
That's a scam artist.
That is a scam artist, okay.
Yes. You... A nigga who stands in front of a construction site and makes you or leads you to believe
that
it is a part of his plan or program when he knows it isn't. That's called false advertising.
Mm.
That's called fraud.
Mm. Mm-mm.
That's called misrepresentation.
Wow.
That's called a motherfucking crime.
Oh, Polite, man. This motherfucker. Yes, he's definitely a fraudulent ass nigga, man. This nigga. Fraudulent, man. So,
he's
yes.
Con ass nigga, man.
Con ass nigga, man. There's no doubt. Okay, and once again, so that there's no confusion, we go to Boyce Watkins, and your verdict on him is.
Boyce Watkins is not a fraud.
He is innocent.
Boyce Watkins is a economics professor.
Mm hmm.
With a specialty in finance and investment. He paid his dues. He did his time. He came up in adversity, and he's trying to help black people empower themselves by disseminating information. Because the man is charging you to get the information, that's not a crime. That's called business. But we live under a system called capitalism. And under capitalism, there's a saying, capitalism will sell you the rope to hang it with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just like niggas could sell dope, probably not a good idea.
Right.
Under capitalism, you can sell almost anything. Mm. So he's selling information. Information is power, but it's what you do with that information that decides whether or not you're going to be successful.
Mm.
Boyce Watkins is not a fraud.
Right.
Boyce Watkins is a man who's doing his best to try to help black people learn the game of investing. Mm-hmm. And as far as this woo motherfucker is concerned, he may be. And the only thing he did was he pretty much said it was a business or it was a way to market. That's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a market.
Right.
And he's our pitch man. Yeah, was it greasy? Was it kind of phony? Did it seem kind of disingenuous? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what marketing scheme isn't phony or disingenuous?
Right.
Well, and when he was talking about, and he also said that Boyce Watkins was using, what he was saying was some low-key shit about Boyce Watkins was race hustling.
Right.
That was the really big thing that fucked me up when he talked about race hustling. You know, when when he tried to imply, or when he didn't explicitly say it that way, but when he tried to imply that Watkins was race hustling. Mm-hmm. Watkins don't have the race hustling.
Nah.
He don't. Mm-mm. That's the truth. Oh, what Watkins is telling you is the truth. That's how they see you.
Man.
Boyce Watkins is telling you what the last 200 years of American history tells you about how they see you.
Shit, man. This
so if Wu is saying, Wu is saying he's talking from the perspective of a marketer. And Charles Wu is not the brains of the Black Business Network. He isn't.
Okay.
He is probably a marketer. If anything, he's the motherfucking pitch man.
Okay.
Because it's his job to market the business.
Right.
So did he run his mouth a little bit loosely? Of course he did. Did he pop his gums a little bit out of pocket? Of course he did. But that doesn't make Dr. Watkins, because that's what the man is. Mm-hmm. He put in his time. He put in the work. That is a real PhD.
Okay. Like someone we know who, I have 6 degrees.
Oh, we ain't going there.
I have 6 degrees.
You know, niggas lose their mind.
Yeah.
Remember the last podcast we did?
Yeah.
Nigga lost his motherfucking mind.
Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, he just, whoa. He gonna ride it till the wheels fall off, man. But this is what we gonna do, man. We gonna close it out, man. We passed an hour on this joint, man. You know what I'm saying? So let everybody know what you're doing, man, where they can find you at. You know what I mean? So they can get 40% less niggatry.
40% less niggatry. I'm at PoweredStrategy.com. I have new articles that come out. They used to come out every day, but I'm writing for more than one site. I'm also a senior blogger at the Negro Manosphere. Over there with O'Shea Duke Jackson. Shout out to him.
No doubt.
I also have a Patreon channel, but I'm not going to mention that because niggas will say I'm selling hope.
You selling hope, nigga.
You know, I have a Patreon channel. On my Patreon channel, I talk about understanding the legal system, but I'm not credible either, so I guess I shouldn't ask to get paid. I should just give it away for free. I also talk about politics. I also talk about history, economics, and culture. Whatever those issues that interest me. Again, I have the Patreon, the YouTube channel. You can like me on Facebook at Power and Strategy. Like, share, and subscribe my articles on PowerandStrategy.com. Join the mailing list. And if you're so moved, go to the Patreon. Become a patron. If not, fuck you. I'm still going to write. and that's what's happening.
Okay, yeah, shout outs to my partners, man, you know, keeping me abreast on these Black Power nut jobs, man, you know, through email. My boy Goku Son, shout out to your Pimp Sauce and JD, appreciate y'all hitting me up, man, giving us some info, you know, because I never would have known about none of this shit, you know, if y'all didn't hit me up on email, man, because I've been, you know, doing my own thing. I ain't really been online fucking around, man. So.
Well, Goku hit me up. He said something through the website. He said, look at this. Boyce Watkins is a fraud.
Right.
So when I went and I looked at it and I gave everybody a fair hearing and tried to see what the deal was.
Right.
And then I couldn't really see anything that he had done wrong because I subscribe, I'm just going to tell you, full disclosure, I subscribe to the Black Business Network.
Right.
And they have never, you know, solicited me for money.
Yeah.
I get the, when they come out with new YouTube videos and I listen to the YouTube videos, but I haven't been so inclined, and the message that I've gotten from Mr. Watkins is not anything, or Dr. Watkins, to let me know he's a fraud.
Right.
So, Goku-san, no. Boyce Watkins is not a fraud.
Yeah, I have to go ahead and agree with that. I believe he's a simp, but he ain't no fraud. He's a sick-ass nigga, man, but he ain't no fraud. His business practices are intact, and they are legit. I give him that.
Yeah. But he give you a full, if you're not, he give you a refund.
Right, man.
You get it ain't like he telling you, give him this money, and then when you ask him where the money at, oh, you cannot question Papa. You're just a reactionary Negro, and you cannot question Papa.
I have 6 degrees. All right, y'all, man. This is Fat Mac, Big Mike, Man of Full of Fizz Head, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com and PowerAndStrategy.com. You know, the shows have been slow. I have been doing other things, man. You know, real world situations call for my attention, man. So I really had time to parlay on this mic, man. But I'm trying to get that remedy right now, man. So players, be patient, man. We'll be in full swing, man, cranking them out ad nauseum once again. But, you know, just give us a little time, man, and we'll be back. All right, Tony, man, bid them peace.
Peace.
We out. We out. We out.